Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
B-Pod Studios.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
It's gotta be the closest thing to Woodstock.
In the middle of the day.
It's like an acidic trip.
There's always a little bit of heaven in the disaster area.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What if Morgan Freeman was lead singer of the songs?
I don't know. What would it be?
No, not doing this.
Just get the shot.
All right, a couple of things. Let's start with what you were just saying.
So much better than the Doors, though. Go ahead.
There you go. Now you're going to piss the Doors people off, too. You've already pissed the Stones people off.
All three of them?
Just now you've pissed the Doors people off.
All three of them? Go ahead.
Okay, you said travel is back to 2019 pre-pandemic levels.
They said once this pandemic was ending, as we were winding this thing down, I go back to around February. I remember there were stories locally here in the Boston papers regarding traffic in Boston, that it would take until at least 2024 until we get back to normal traffic patterns.
Yeah, there's going to be about a four-year backup, which we thought was great.
Not only have we gone back to normal levels, we've surpassed them to where it equals the traffic patterns of 2019, which were god-awful. I think Eric Fisher had one of these tweets, too. I think BZ did some of the studies where...
No, so I'll just tell you where it came from.
Go ahead.
Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver said Monday that transportation officials are seeing a return to a lot of previous travel times. Here's his quote. He gave a presentation to the Department of Transportation. Traffic, for all intents and purposes, is back to about 2019 levels on most roadways in Massachusetts at this point.
It's been awful.
Traffic on the turnpike is still running a little bit lower than before COVID-19, Gulliver said, particularly closer to Boston. So the Mass Pike closer to Boston is the one place where it's not fully back. Fewer motor vehicles are traveling through the tunnels to and from Logan than pre-pandemic as well as part of that study.
And supposedly, I guess,
but everybody else, you hold.
People that ride the buses are, it's down to like, it's 20% of what it was prior to the pandemic. And the MBTA is, the trains are at 50%. See, people like Tom have learned to work differently.
So that would mean not everybody is returned.
Right. These millennials, they buy cars now. Like, but Tom's got a car. He drives a Volkswagen now to work instead of driving a train with it, riding a train with his backpack.
So maybe some of the people that were driving before are not driving back to the city yet, but people who were taking public transportation are now driving to the city, which has allowed for this to quickly get back to pre-pandemic levels.
T-bone.
My question would be, if everybody comes back, if 100% of everyone is back and no one wants to ride the T anymore, what's that traffic going to look like?
It's going to be worse.
I don't know that we can afford for it to be worse.
Leave early. Leave earlier. What are you going to do?
Do you have something for T-Bone?
Well, it's just like it's people like him. I blame him for this.
No, Hardy said T-Bone.
Yeah, he's been T-Bone. Yeah.
T-Bone used to take the train.
He's a big commuter.
He gets a big promotion, a big fat paycheck. Says, right. I'm gonna go buy a Rolls Royce. Yep. And next thing you know, he's driving in and he's part of the problem.
Yep.
So
he's the problem. People like him.
Well, my driver drives me in.
Well, as part of that, we mentioned the T. The MBTA is considering a future in which all subway trains in Greater Boston are fully automated. Operation of the MBTA subway trains at one point in time required 4 employees on the train.
What do you need them for?
Today's trains require 1 operator. Only 1.
Yeah.
I thought it was 2. It's down to 1. Now, MBTA officials are studying the possibility of future trains that would not require any operators on board.
Like Denver. The only train I ever rode, Denver. That was awesome.
The only subway car you've
Bob and I on. Got on that thing.
You've never been on the subway in New York. You've been to New York a million times.
I don't know how to do that. Oh my God. I drive in New York. I drove to New York. I worked in New York, West Side.
How do you do that?
West Side Highway. Yeah. Right on Hudson.
How do you never take the train?
I mean, I've taken it the Acela, and I know how to get out of Madison Square Garden and then walk to work, but I would know how to get back to Madison Square, and I would get on the Acela, and then take me right back to Providence. So I would ride that train. But I wouldn't know, like, what street to get off and that stuff. I wouldn't know which color, which route. It's like here. It's confusing.
It's red, not confusing.
Red, green, blue, orange.
In fact, Boston's system is far easier to understand than a lot of other cities.
Far. It just smells so bad.
It doesn't.
Oil.
How would you know? You've never been on a train.
You've never been on a train. Madison Square Garden's awful.
That's Madison Square Garden. You've never been on the MBTA.
I wouldn't even eat that.
So my question is, would you get on board the train with no driver?
Oh, yeah.
You obviously already have.
I have, yeah. That was cool.
Would you get on a...
like a monorail.
Let me ask you a question. Would you get on a plane with no pilot?
No.
It's the same concept.
Not really.
It really is.
This one's at zero. That one's at 30,000 feet.
Pilots will tell you that much of what they do now has become automated.
Sure. But what happens when that goes down? I started watching that Manifest last night when that plane got hit with lightning. That series. Oh, boy. Talk about going down. I start binge watching that thing yesterday.
Nobody enjoyed my text back to you. No one.
What was it? A single laugh. Well, Lost.
I did.
I heard that.
Oh, you did? You enjoyed it?
I enjoyed it.
I don't know what
myself.
Lost is.
Thank you.
I don't know what Lost is.
Though. No kidding.
But this one's good. Really good.
Well, I hope they don't get you with that good and evil cliche at the last season and ruin the whole thing.
I don't think there is a last season. You want the bad news now?
Yeah, give it to me. Please tell me it got canceled.
It did. It was on NBC. It got picked up by Netflix, and they're not renewing it. Your show.
There's
now.
No final?
No.
Manifest.
But that's the best part. It leaves just hanging.
There's no resolution.
You know what I mean?
Like Ray Donovan.
It's the mystery at the end. It just leaves you hanging. It's like The Sopranos. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, doorbells. Play Journey. Like, what happened? Nobody knows. Went to black. Fade to black.
I think we know what happened.
Yeah, whacked.
I think so.
Who killed him? That's what we don't know.
AJ.
Why wouldn't you make the ending now, since he's even dead? Because, like, you got him dead. Like, there's no Tony character anymore. James Gandolfini, or whatever his name is. He's dead.
Yeah, what about him?
So, like, you could finish off, like, hey, here's the ending to the real ending to The Sopranos.
So you think they were holding back on what the writers thought while James Gandolfini was still alive?
Well, he would have to bring him back. Was he alive? And, like, hey, I want to still be the support of Sopranos. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think the ending was the ending.
Yeah.
And if they, which they did do another movie.
But I wanted more. I wanted more.
Well, there is
the movie.
The what is it? What's the name of it?
Saints of Newark.
Saints of Newark. Yeah. I think
a prequel.
I think the Saints of Newark project would have happened, but maybe with a different timeline. It would still be a prequel, and Gandolfini still could have been in it, as could everyone else, had it happened sooner.
The many Saints of Newark.
It's not going to be the case. Mm. What do you mean?
I don't know what the Saints of Newark are. So it's a prequel to The Sopranos, huh?
It's a prequel.
Yeah.
Starring James Gandolfini's son.
As?
Young Tony. Yep.
Oh, AJ.
No.
James Gandolfini, the actor.
Young
his
Tony.
Son, Michael Gandolfini.
Oh, his real life kid.
His
okay.
real life son. Kid is
I
playing.
You. I thought it was like AJ Meadow. Like, hey.
Is playing the young Tony Soprano.
Gotcha. Not AJ.
All right.
Not it.
Gotcha.
I would prefer the train to have a driver, by the way. I mean, I would, someone on board.
I would prefer that too. But
one in front, one in back.
If I had the choice to get on a remote-controlled train or a plane, I'm getting on a train.
Even if you want to automate it, I need someone there that knows to hit the emergency button when it's the right time to hit the emergency button.
If you're doing that, kid runs out the street.
You don't really believe that a pilotless plane is the same thing as a driverless train. Yeah, I don't believe that you believe that.
Not even close.
I think that the technology can do both of those things. So it is sort of the same concept. And I would not want the plane, like you, I don't want a pilotless plane. No, thank you.
Right.
Even if you are going to automate much of what you're doing, you need the real live person there
for when things go wrong.
If something goes
wrong, the computer lets you down again.
I call that panic man. Like,
yes.
Let's go. What are we going to
do? I need the guy for the emergency situation.
I'm panicked.
For when the computer inevitably craps itself.
I agree.
If something goes real wrong on that train, are you definitely going to die?
No.
If something goes real wrong on an airplane, are you definitely going to die?
People have survived airplane crashes.
No, I don't want to survive it. I don't want burnt skin. I don't want none of that. I don't want skin grafts. I don't want broken bones.
The answer to your question is no. You're definitely not.
Broken bones.
Definitely die.
Burnt skin.
Oh,
deformed. But you're alive. Am I?
Wow.
Yeah.
This got dark.
This got real dark.
Really quick. 617-779-0985.
Best ways to die. Call next.
Best ways to die.
Text next.
Best ways to kill Fred Toucher next.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Today. So.
Not a dummy.
Beetle. Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Ways to die next.
Ways to die next.
617.
Death text next.
617-779-0985. John in Falmouth is with us. Hi, John.
Hi, Beetle. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
I just had a comment. So you mentioned that story about the travel times. I found it fascinating that the gentleman that authored that was named Robert Gulliver. So was it Gulliver's Travels was what they called that?
Hold on. Let me slap my knee.
It's like a dad joke. It's a dad joke.
Bobby in Boston wants to talk a little Celtics. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Hi, how are you?
I just have a question as to why Walter McCarthy wasn't a candidate for this Celtics head coaching position. He's the perfect candidate.
Why would you name him as the perfect candidate, I wonder?
Well, because he has extensive knowledge of the team, the guys that plays the team that plays there, and extensive knowledge of the Celtics system.
Hmm. Well, I think
traffic.
How did that case that he was involved in get resolved? Does anyone know?
Yeah. Probably not going to happen.
persistent and troublesome facts about McCarty's behavior.
Oh, boy.
Improperly influence, attempt to improperly influence witnesses.
Aha.
There's a couple of things going on there.
Yeah.
I would take him off the, yeah.
Yeah, he was recently fired, correct?
Mm-hmm.
This past spring, fired from his job.
Evansville,
after a former student sued the university alleging sexual assault by Walter McCarty.
Yeah,
now, the gentleman may not have any knowledge of that, and that's why he was just saying, hey, he's a former Celtic.
Right.
He's coached on the staff, but he is, I would say no team is going to touch that guy right now.
He did say Walter McCarthy, though. So
maybe he's talking about somebody else.
Yeah.
Correct. We knew what he meant.
I just assumed he
we
meant.
We knew what he meant.
I don't know how much intimate knowledge he had of the system, so go ahead.
Evan in North Attleboro.
Hello, hey, Evan.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for getting me in today. So I have read a really good theory on Reddit about the finale of The Sopranos, and I totally think it holds up. So Tony doesn't get whacked at the end. You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great theory.
We've talked about this, and I like that one. I don't think that's right. Is it David Chase Beadle who was the creator of The Sopranos?
Yeah, and David Chase, I think, sort of leaked that Tony's dead.
I think he leaked that Tony's dead, but I do like the idea that David Chase was so pissed off that the audience began to celebrate these gangsters who were bad guys that he said, instead, what I'm going to do is turn it on him at the end and show you, like, the finality of what it's like when these guys kill someone and you're watching them going, you're like, oh, yay, I'm so glad he killed so-and-so. It's like, no, that's really the bad thing that they're doing. And to prove it to you, I'm going to kill you.
But I don't know. I don't have the ability to think that way.
What way?
No, just that way where I'm watching the TV and I'm going to, you know what? They're so creative that, oh, he whacked me here.
I never thought of that.
No.
I read it on Reddit.
It's interesting. It is.
Yeah. What?
I spit my tongue again.
Oh, wow. You got to stop doing that.
Why do you have the towel around your neck?
Sports. Sports show. Talking sports, man. It's got a little wet towel in the neck. It feels nice.
Well, how about wristbands tomorrow?
I might wear a headband and wristbands.
Headband, wristbands.
And new cologne.
Did you buy any
yesterday?
You threatened to? I knew you wouldn't. What?
Okay.
Which one are you going to buy?
What's your smell of summer?
So you want to know what it is?
Yes. Which one?
I went to CVS on the way home, and I have this special compartment in my Tahoe there that I open up, and I have my CVS receipts, and it's literally like five.
Oh yeah,
long.
Sure.
And I thought
I had filing cabinet.
I thought I had $10 rewards. They expired on the thing, so I didn't use it yesterday. But I went in and bought other things to where now I have that, and I'm going to go in today and buy it and use the rewards.
Beetle, yesterday Zoe suggested that we do a segment on guys call in with your favorite cologne of summer. And both T-Bone, you backed me up on this. Terrible idea. We won't get one call. Do you know how many phone calls we got?
12.
I had 235 notifications on Twitter. Regarding what type of cologne I should buy. No,
there's two people still on hold.
What brought this up
from yesterday
was Hardy walked down the hallway and I go, wow, you smell really good. And there was another point over the weekend where my daughter's boyfriend had a cologne. I'm like, wow, he smells good.
Literally.
He smells good. And I'm like, wow, you know what? It's that cool, clean summer. It's not a musky, overpowering cologne because there are those.
Sure.
And I'm like, what is the perfect, what is the perfect cologne for summer to mix with, like, you go outside, citronella, say it's a humid night, you got citronella candles cranking, a little bug spray, you know, like off. It's got to be able to mix with off citronella, you know, the grill's fired
pairs
up.
Pairs well
he
with
like
cutter.
A grill. He uses his oven. Right. Fresh cut grass. Give me something that blends with all that and is that cool and clean. And I can't use Jacquard Noir because my former intern used it. And he reminds me of somebody that works at a mall kiosk. Smells like cigarettes and Jacquard Noir.
Something that blends nicely with the layer of banana boat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. After like after sun lotion. Yeah. Exactly. Boy.
Do you remember the one that you're supposed to buy? The one
Dolce & Gabbana, Blue Water.
Light Blue.
Light Blue.
I think it was called.
Light Blue. You're correct. And it also comes with a
free gift. Come with a free gift.
Two free gifts if you get it at Macy's.
But he was right all along. He said it would blow up. I said, you're crazy. And it blew up.
We could have done 5 hours of it.
We only do four a day, so you're volunteering for the fifth. Derek in the truck on Zolak jersey sales.
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
So, just left the pro shop.
What'd they say?
I saw your tweet. Saw your tweet with the jersey. I'm like, I need it.
Mike Reese's. Attaboy.
Yep. Yep. There was three left. Now there's only two because I walked out with one of them. But I'll let you know, hottest selling jersey there is.
I appreciate that. Zolak.
How much?
What they got him? $99.
I don't know, man.
$99, of which Scott Zolak will see 0.0%.
You get nothing?
It's his lawyers on it.
I don't know. I don't ruffle any feathers.
He doesn't want to ruffle any feathers because it's the Patriots and, you know, that's his thing. But it feels like they're using his likeness without any proper compensation.
But they probably signed something a long time ago.
There it is. Now he's.
I don't know. Maybe I did. But like I don't think I did. But I think the deal is if. Because I know there's other players that people requested, and he said, you can't do it. It's the only guys that have deals with Fanatics.
Zoe does not have a deal with
it. I don't have a deal. That's all.
I think we should license. I think we should license. You know how, like in hotels, you have the intimacy kit? Like it,
when extra lotion.
Oh, in like the
shoe bag.
When you go to
shoe
Vegas, bags. When you go to Vegas, you've got the intimacy kit with, you know, different
condoms.
You can pull it out of the mini bar.
I think
we should have a
T-bone intimacy kit for summer. Lotions, potions,
and an empty black book.
Wow. Rings of various sorts.
Man, that was unnecessary.
Look at this scroll. No numbers.
You call Katarina yet, T-Bone?
You think
do you have her number? Want me to get it for you?
I'm afraid of her.
I'll get it for
her.
You.
She scares me.
I'll get it for
she
you.
She scares me so bad.
I'm on it, buddy. Sit tight.
Larry said, you guys can't even make it a week without the phones crashing. How are you going to let a computer fly me across the country? I'm not. I'm not letting the train drive up and down the tracks, as simple as that may seem, without a human there.
This is great. Quick off.
Yeah, but there's a difference between flying across the country and going from Oak Grove to Ruggles. I mean,
oh my God.
It shouldn't be the same thing.
There really isn't.
But before we go to headlines here, we have to do a quick off-air story. Maz has been pacing outside trying to get into the building. He forgot his swipe card.
He's in. I'm looking at him.
He finally got in. Now he's pacing outside the window. Jim said he was out there for over 5 minutes once he checked his phone. Yeah.
No, I don't think you got the story.
Yeah, Jim said Maz is trying to get in. He texted me a long time, like 5 minutes ago. And
then he
outside.
Hadn't shown up.
Oh. Okay.
Jim was the one waiting around on Maz.
Well, Jim's the fool.
Well, I mean, you said it.
Yeah.
Here are the headlines with Hardy.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
I'm just going
to
say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
(617) 779-0985 is the phone number. There's a new account on Twitter called MLB Foreign Substance Checks. They're at Sticky Check is what they are on Twitter. They're posting videos of nothing but foreign substance checks. That's all they're posting.
That's awesome.
It's great.
I can't wait for tonight.
I love it. I'm following that account. Yes, absolutely. Everyone wanting to drop their drawers in baseball for the umpires all of a sudden. Johnny's in New Hampshire on Trains Without Drivers. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say my great show as usual. Hey. My daughter went to school in Paris, and like three Christmases ago, I went out there to visit her, and yeah, the subway system has no drivers. And she knew the subway system by heart.
Well, good for her.
Who did, the robot driver or your daughter?
The daughter.
My daughter. And she took us to all the attractions and everything, and we took the
I don't know how any of that's relevant, Johnny, but thank you.
Well, I would think, like, if somebody was living in the Bronx would eventually figure out the subway system. If you're studying in Paris and going to school in Paris, I would hope she would figure that out. Right?
I just don't know what that has to do with anything.
I don't know. But his point was that Paris has the non-drivers. It's automated.
We went on the subway when we were in Paris.
Oh.
Who's we?
Marcy and I. It was like 10 years ago. We went for
OUI.
Like 3-4 days. That was it. But a couple of the days we're like, oh, we want to go over there. How tough can it be? And it wasn't.
What question?
It's a map.
Where'd you stay?
Figure it out.
Where'd you stay? Like close to the Champs-Élysées?
Whoa. I didn't know you spoke the language.
Oh.
No, also speaks fluent French. We've had to translate things before.
I can't remember the name in any of the plays.
People bitched about
I want to say the Saint Germain district.
Yeah.
Do you know T-Bone? Do you know
it's close
Paris?
To the museums?
I bet Intimately. He does. I bet you do.
Yeah.
He's worldly. See, people bitch about the price of things over like sodas are like $8.50 a soda for just like a regular Coca-Cola or Diet Coke if you go out to eat. London's the same way. London's expensive. Was Paris? Did you notice like Paris was like over the top expensive?
No, just like I didn't notice they were rude. I think people
are they
like
rude.
I think people from the Midwest who go there who expect to be engaged in conversation at every turn. It's like
it's the Disney World people.
Well, it's like you show up at the rental counter in the airport in Omaha.
Right.
When we go back to see my wife's family, they're like, "Oh, so what brings you into Omaha? What are you doing here? What's going on?"
Give me
the
keys.
None of your freaking business.
You think they're doing that at Logan?
No, they don't do it at Logan.
These are effing keys. You're in spot 12. Go.
Those are the people to get offended.
And the people, they're not like outwardly rude. It's just a big city. It's big city matters. Hello, come on in. Thank you. Goodbye. Whatever. You know, not everyone's going out of their way to be your best friend. It was fine. But we were only there for a few days.
Are people in London rude? I didn't notice that.
No, like, they're not rude.
No, they're very nice.
You've spent a lot of time in London.
I've been in London for 2 whole weeks, yeah. It was, I didn't notice them being rude. I've been in London 3 times.
That's because you live in a place that is perceived to be as rude. I would say we're efficient, as are the people of London, as are the people of Paris.
You got a place to go, they'll get you there.
Efficient.
Right? Yep.
You really like London, though, don't you, Zoe?
I love it.
People,
I'm trying to get my daughter in architecture go over there just to experience it and look around. I mean, the way stuff is built there and
the bricks.
No, it's just everything. Like the buildings. It's unbelievable. Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
Tall.
I wouldn't want to live there.
Ornate.
Poor dentistry.
Not true.
It's a
not
myth.
Well, not true. Doing that.
It
again.
Is a myth.
Not doing that right. Again.
Hey, real quick here.
Sure, real quick.
So Only in Boston had this tweet.
Got nowhere else to be.
I like these lists. For last year, the Social Security Administration came out with the 10 most popular boys and girls baby names.
Oh, okay.
In Boston?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
In America.
Oh, because it says only in Boston.
Only in Boston is the Twitter
only
handle.
Only in Boston, DJ Bean.
Which I follow, too.
Only in Boston. It's a good account.
It is. America's most popular baby names for the last year, according to the Social Security Administration. Number one for boys, Liam. Number two, Noah. Number four, Elijah. Number five, William.
I got one of those.
Number six, James. Number seven, Benjamin.
I got one of those, too.
Number eight, Lucas.
Hmm.
That stops at 8. Next for the girls. But like, what are
the top 10 list?
Like Liam, Noah, Elijah, Oliver. Are these like Game of Thrones type names?
Bible?
Like, how are people affected by those?
Biblical?
No, not more biblical. I don't think it has anything to do with the Bible.
Everything to do with
this. No, you would go like Paul, all those Saints names, right?
Noah.
Or Noah's Ark. You ever heard of
Noah? Yeah. Girls.
Ever heard of it?
Olivia.
Oh.
Number two, Emma.
Yeah, a lot of Emmas running around.
Number three, Ava.
A lot of Avas running around.
Number four, Charlotte. Five is Sophia.
Oh, there's tons of them.
That's from that Disney, that Princess Sophia, or Sophia the Doctor, whatever that thing is. A little cartoon show. Number six, Amelia. Seven, Isabella.
Now you can't swing a dead cat without hitting an Izzy, Isabel, or Isabella.
And number eight, Mia. I find these girls' names to be really annoying. A lot of Ias, us at the end. You know, you don't have like
the names
good,
ending
you don't
in
got
the vowel
good,
problem.
You don't have the good solid name like Helen.
Blanche.
Cheryl. Blanche.
Carol.
Has an E at the end. Carol. Good Carol. Anne.
Mavis.
Mabel.
Mabel.
Mabel. Helen.
Don't.
Irene.
Irene.
Hello. You look like an Irene.
Alice.
Claire. Makes you think. How times change, huh? Those are all like our old aunts and grandmothers' names.
So that was from 2000.
Those names have faded.
That's 2020?
Past year, the pandemic year. Yeah.
That's 2020.
Yeah. Well, people hold up making babies.
That actually was not the case.
Not the case. I thought that would, there was be, no thought baby that would boom. Be the case. People went out and bought pets. That was more of the boom.
Pet boom.
Now they're trying to get
Roomba boom.
I don't want the dog.
Ask Chase Winovich. Roomba boom.
Could you imagine?
Fell into that trap.
Could you imagine if I got like Roomba. That Chase Winovich signed Roomba with Chase drawing himself with the long golden locks and silver marker all over the top of the Roomba? That would be a hell of a vacuum. That'd
in fact,
be a story.
The pandemic accelerated the decline of births in the United States, down 4%.
Yeah, it's called depression.
And the U.S. birth rate has fallen to the lowest point in more than a century.
Mm. Did you find your refractory period grew during the pandemic, so?
Same?
Yeah. Didn't have any problems. Same amount of time.
Nah, it takes a long time to get back.
What?
It takes a while to get it going again.
I thought you said you had a short refractory period.
Well, I did.
It's relative to your age.
Short relative, yeah. I mean, yeah. I think it's...
Adjusted to age.
Yeah.
So it did adjust during that. I mean, you got older during the pandemic.
Yeah, never only after the pandemic, like, you do it once, and then you're like, hey, let's go get a sandwich. Like, you didn't do that prior to. Like, there was nothing else to do but sit around and eat and drink. Couldn't go anywhere. Couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Some like cigarettes. Zoe likes sandwiches.
Chips. Handmade dip. I like the handmade dip. Like, I dig the French onion dip.
Hell of a good.
The hell of a good's awesome. There's nothing like taking that Lipton super packet, too, and put it in the sour cream. A handmade dip. So you go back and forth, dip to dip. That was the cool thing about the pandemic. You got to experiment with dips.
That was the cool thing.
It wasn't all bad.
Hey, Corona was fun. Corona was fun, too. Like, that 8 weeks of coronavirus. That was a lot of fun. Living in the basement. Yeah. Not breathing for free.
Today's takeaways are coming up next.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Us.
Zolak and Bertrand. Sports talk in the middle of the day.
You know what's hilarious about it, Scott? I could act like I know what I'm talking about.
That's what we do every day.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
is our house. Maybe take control now.
Got an email from Robert. Robert Earhart.
Bob.
Appropriately named.
Relation to Amelia?
I don't know, but he says, Mark, do you think that a computer could have landed the plane in the Hudson like Sully did? No way.
No way.
It would have crashed on its way back to the airport. I agree with you. My presentation on this was poor. I was not trying to suggest that I wanted the pilotless plane.
I know.
I was using it as an example to prove that you don't want a pilotless train the same way you wouldn't want a pilotless plane.
I want the pilotless plane less.
I understand. I understand what you're saying.
I don't mind getting up in the air, but like, for instance, we took that massive jumbo jet to Israel, and it's a 12 and a half hour flight.
Oh, the trip that changed you.
We had four guys flying it.
It's funny. Seems like the
and
same
they had
guy.
Another. Listen, they had another bed area upstairs to where four more pilots slept, so that they could
and get appropriate rest.
Same bed
every 3 hours. No, stretched out seats.
They didn't like sit like feet to head like the grandparents in Willy Wonka?
No, they didn't.
No.
I don't believe that movie for once. Like, there's no way all them people are sleeping in that room.
Yeah.
Especially in that rickety old bed.
That's sort of the point. That's showing you...
In robes. And they had, like, the nightgown robes.
They did. It's a documentary. That's exactly...
underneath that?
They shot in the house that Charlie Bucket and his family lived in.
That's terrible. But, like, that's a problem going on with American right now. American Airlines, they don't have enough pilots. That's why they canceled.
Maybe they can solve it with the robot.
I saw that on the Today Show a couple days ago, pilot shortage.
I got delayed so much once year going down to Florida for Christmas. It was coming out of Boston, and we had like a three-hour delay. Got on our plane, and the pilot that's getting off goes, sorry to tell you this, but you should probably start looking to book other flights. Like, why? We're going to depart. He goes, I have to get off the plane. He goes, my hours are maxed out. I'd love to fly 3 hours to Florida. I can't. I'm not legally allowed to do that. And there's no pilot available to come here. He goes, I'm just telling you that. Because he recognized me, knew me. He goes, you should probably start booking your flights. Another one. Do the next one. Needless to say, sorry, folks, your flight's been canceled. We'll put you on the next one.
And you were already on it.
Yeah.
They need Jim Louth to do the scheduling, the pilots. I bet they wouldn't
Louth
have
would
problem.
Have a nightmare working in an airport.
But he'd get it done. He wouldn't book some pilot to...
Would he get free Sbarro?
Does he like Sbarro?
I think Jim would. Jim Simple.
I like Sbarro.
I love Sbarro. It's Michael Scott's favorite pizza joint in New York City.
That's right. Authentic.
Authentic Italian New York-style pizza.
New York pie.
Fiddler on the Roof.
They give.
Give it to me. Sure. Give it to me now. Damn it. Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Today's takeaway is brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss and wants to invite you to embrace summer, a lighter, healthier, and happier you. Proven results starting your very first week with Waken 180 Weight Loss. What do we got, Tommy? T-Bone?
You a couple of times.
Oh. What?
Yes. You on pepperoni first. Oh. Big pepperoni. But I see them everywhere in the supermarkets. Everybody's got
them. The nice thing about his pepperoni, too, big fat stick pepperoni. Get that thick stick pepperoni. And sometimes you get the real thin ones and they end up cupping up, you know, the heat. Now you get the big, nice, you know, pancake pepperoni. Where's the silver dollar in there?
The pancakes of pepperoni.
He took the silver dollar.
Pancake sign. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. Good job. Very good job. Thanks again, Cape Cod Cafe Pizza.
Good stuff. Jonathan's got a good little company going here.
Sure does.
Very nice. Very nice. And he's he brings in a lot for everybody. It's good. It's good pizza.
There is that, and there is also, for some reason, you were ragging on the Stones today in the song Shattered.
Shattered. Because it's not one of their best songs.
I don't even know how this started.
That's all right. Great song.
Shattered. Shattered.
It's his face, man.
He sounds like Ozzy Osbourne saying Sharon.
It's the way
Sharon.
It's the way he contorts his body and lips out like Sharon. Is it? How shattered is it? Your brain? Again, they're better than the Doors. Way better than the Doors. Sorry for offending you three Doors people out there. One being Capella, so that's really two people. So we don't count him.
Is that my daughter? Is my daughter Shannon?
Jesus.
Tomorrow's a getaway day. Yeah, getaway day. Oh, I didn't even say it.
I can't wait.
I thought it was today.
Well, no. Start prepping for it today.
Is that my daughter?
All right.
Is she talking to me? It's my daughter Shannon.
All right. Very good, then. We're back tomorrow at 10. Thanks Maybe. For being here. Felger Maz are coming your way next. Share. Bye. Have a great afternoon. See you later.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.